So this is essentially the third part of our meditation, the first being the meditation on the back body of waterfall, the second being coming in and down, and now we have this meditation, a glow-worthy meditation, light-filled. This practice will help you truly fill up and rest in the experience of being both grounded and receiving energy, full of life, helping you both contain your energy and build it. It may take a little time and several breaths to let the body relax and to let the breath come into an even, steady flow, inhaling and exhaling. Remember, we always have that really great resource, which is the inhale, gentle pause, exhale, gentle pause. Inhale, gentle pause, exhale, gentle pause. Feeling the attention at the top of the head, remembering our waterfall. And remember, you can always choose a different image, feeling, color, but let your attention drop down from the top of the head, running through the middle of it, down the throat, heart, hands, belly, abdomen, down through the legs, all the way down to the soles of your feet. You may need to do this a few times to feel that you've fully arrived, the real you, the true self, the holy you, the glow-worthy you, soul in the body. Now, it's always okay. We are never going to be perfect. If you don't feel fully embodied, that's totally fine. Just keep holding that intention of inviting yourself to come fully into your physical body and your energy body. Once you feel that sense of you being in you, that inner grounding, now you can begin to feel your awareness actually go down, move down into the earth energy. This isn't woo-woo, dolphins and unicorns, okay? This is true. It is gravitational pull. Can you feel it? Maybe bring the attention to the soles of your feet. Make a little contact with the earth. What does this energy of the earth below feel like? It may be helpful to go outside, do this with your feet on the grass, but you can do this anytime, even if you're up in an airplane. In fact, it's a great time to do it. Tune your energy to the subtle vibration of the gravitational pull of Earth. Imagine you're going all the way down into the Earth. Feel like you can inhale, drop all the way down, sense the Earth energy, and then pull it back up into you, almost as if you're actively pulling it into your body. If it helps, you can imagine it coming through the soles of your feet, rising up through your legs. As you inhale next, feel earth energy rise all the way up through your body. And as you exhale, feel it fill you up and expand all around you. So we're gonna try that again. So inhale energy from the earth up through your body. And as you exhale, feel it fill you up and surround that auric field, that energy body. And you may be thinking, oh, that's going too fast. That's fine. You can inhale up halfway, exhale up the rest, whatever works for you. Just feel like you're pulling energy up from the earth and exhaling it all around you. It's really that simple. On the inhale, pull earth energy up through your whole body. And as you exhale, feel it plump you up, moving even beyond the boundary of your physical skin. For me, when I first start to practice, I have to be really active with this. Active inhale, active exhale. Strong effort, big pull. Strong effort, big fill. That active energy helps the mind, for me, to calm. And I can really feel the project at hand. This is that masculine energy. But then that becomes a little bit too much, and as the mind softens, I can start to loosen my effort and let the energy come up very subtly, gently, with the lightest of breaths, the lightest of intentions. It becomes more subtle and even more powerful. And so you may play around with that. Some of you need that big energy, that strong force, big breath, big personal willpower. And some of you are like, oh, that big effort didn't work for me. It constricted my energy. So play around, loosen the effort, but keep the intention. And then increase the effort. And notice which one might be working easier for you to really feel that pulsation, that rejuvenation. As one of our great mentors, Rosalind Breyer, says, the solution to pollution is dilution. And that's really what we're doing. We're cleansing the auric field, the energy body, as well as rejuvenating it. Continue to inhale and exhale in this way, pulling earth energy into you and feeling it fill and hold you. This is a wonderful practice to do whenever you feel burned out or anxious, any excess emotion, actually. This is a good one to clear you, help digest emotional residue from the past, clear the perception, rejuvenate the physical body and the mind so that you can be on that highest level path for your life. This is a really important practice. It's so, so easy, so simple, and really a part of our good daily energy medicine hygiene. Know you can continue to do this practice as long as you want after the recording's over, and you can also do it standing in line at the grocery store, even driving in your car. And it's a wonderful thing to do before a big meeting or when you have to have a difficult conversation with someone. I hope that this serves you.